After weeks of apparently not cooperating with investigators, Donald Blum signaled his willingness to discuss a plea agreement during an interview with the Twin Cities TV station Friday. Tuesday, a deal was reached, and Blum spent the day calling relatives before formally confessing to killing Katie Poyer. Blum's been in jail since June when he was charged with kidnapping Poyer from the Moose Lake convenience store where she worked. He was also charged in federal court with illegal possession of firearms. Blum's defense attorney, Rodney Brodine, says a grand jury will likely charge his client with first-degree murder, possibly by next week. Under the agreement, Blum will plead guilty to that charge as well as the federal firearms charge. Brodine says he opposed the agreement because all Blum receives from the deal is guaranteed incarceration in North Dakota near his family.
Mr. Blum made this statement out of his feelings for the Poyer family and certainly out of the feelings for his own family. He wanted to get the matter behind him. As a parent, I certainly think morally he did the right thing as an attorney. That isn't what I would have advised him to do.
Officials say Blum admits he choked Poyer and then burned her body in the fire pit on his Moose Lake property. After making his statement to authorities, including Carlton County Sheriff Dave Sebo and officials with the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and the FBI, Blum phoned two Twin Cities TV stations and asked that reporters leave his family alone. Part of the agreement also requires his wife, Amy Blum, to retain property that had been seized by authorities, including their Richfield home, the Moose Lake site, and their vehicle. The agreement does not specify whether Blum will be questioned about other unsolved crimes in which he's a suspect. His previous record contains 6 felony convictions, including sexual assault and kidnapping. Brodine did not rule out that Blum may be questioned in the future.
The agreement that we have is that they would be talking to him about the Katie Poyer case and about the federal firearms charge. We are not talking about other cases.
The agreement does include the illegal firearms possession charge against Blum, which carries a sentence of 15 years to life imprisonment. His attorney on the federal charge, Rick Holmstrom, says under the agreement, Blum will technically be a state prisoner, although he'll be serving a federal sentence as well.
I'm anticipating that it would be closer to 15 years, but it's going to run concurrently with the state sentence, which I presume is going to be life without parole.
19-year-old Katie Poyer's disappearance prompted a massive search effort, with volunteers coming from around the state to comb the woods near the Conoco station where she'd been abducted. Posters and billboards sprang up around the region. The case seemed to strike a chord with the public and received national attention. Janice Larson helped with the search efforts, headquartered at Hope Lutheran Church in Moose Lake. She says she helped staff a booth at the state fair, where Poyer's parents asked the help of passersby in finding Katie.
I think the Poyers, with this experience and the way the Poyers are, it has really strengthened the love in families. I think we're going to all be stronger families because of it. So there is good that comes from evil.
Blum's attorney says Blum confirmed bone fragments found on his Moose Lake property are those of Poyer. While outsiders may expect the Poyers to experience at least a little relief from Blum's confession, Larson says the news is devastating because, as recently as this weekend, people still voiced hope of finding the young woman alive.
You know, we hoped and prayed for a resolution. I don't think there's ever closure to something like this, you know, to be resolved, but not in this way.
In a room at the church dedicated to search efforts, one wall is filled with maps of the area with large X's through the portions covered. The table is filled with maroon and gold ribbons, which volunteers have been wearing to inspire the search for Poyer. They say they'll still continue to distribute the ribbons, now as a memorial to Poyer and other kidnapping victims. A prayer service is scheduled for this evening in Moose Lake. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.